Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3. And it's time to talk with comedian Henry Cho. Pleasure to have him here on the show with us today. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. How's it going?
Going great. Going great. Glad to have you here. And it's going to be a great time coming up here on May 29th at the Effingham Performance Center as your Empty Nest Tour stops in to see us here in Effingham.
Yeah, I can't wait. I haven't been to Effingham in decades. I did some small room there, or maybe a college there back in the day. I can't remember. But it's been a good 30 years since I've been to Effingham, so I'm looking forward to it.
I can actually tell you, I was at that show, Henry, and it was at what was probably the Rosebud Theater then. Now it's the Effingham Performance Center. So it's the same building, same spot that you'll be in. But, I was with you for that show. I've been following your career since the Jonely Bonely days and saw your first appearance on Carson as well.
Wow. Well, thanks for being a fan so long.
Oh, we got tickets right away. As soon as they went on sale, we got tickets for myself and the rest of the family. I kind of gave it as a Christmas present, and we're going to go and enjoy the show.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to be there. This tour's been so much fun. I was a dad for about 20 years. I piecemealed my tour together. I still did some TV spots and stuff, but once my daughter left for college a year and a half ago, I got to go back out and tour like I used to. So I got a new hour I'm doing. I'm doing another special this year. It's my second one because I do one every 20 years. Basically, it's how this works out.
We don't want to wear it
so
out,
I'm doing
right?
No, you can't do that. So I'm doing another special this year. So I got a whole new chunk up front. And then it's been a lot of fun going coast to coast. And this tour winds down right before Thanksgiving. And then I just signed another deal with Outback Presents. So I'll be doing another 150 shows with them following that. So it'll be going hard through 2028, part of 29. So looking forward to it.
Man, yeah, indeed. And, of course, you have something that's not that common. You are a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
It's uncommon. Yeah, I don't know if that's a big enough word. It's crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely crazy. There hasn't been a member of the comedian. I'm the first comedian in over 50 years to be inducted in the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
Over Jerry Clower, 1973.
Oh, wow.
The last one. So, I've been a guest performer at the Opry since 2010, 2011, and I was just trying to get asked back, and next thing I knew, I was I'd done it over 120 times.
Yeah.
And all the other members and the staff and the crew, they're like, "Well, you have to be a member. We got to make you a member." And I'm like, "What? You're crazy." And then sure enough, Marty Stewart invited me, my buddy Vince Gill inducted me 3 years ago, and I'm the first comedian over 50 years. And somebody asked me the other day, and I said, yeah, I'm also the only Asian American. Only one.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Is it difficult to interact at 9 a.m. and to be spontaneously funny? We have you here in the morning, and generally you're performing in the afternoons or evenings. Is it tougher?
Oh, yeah. My body and brain have no idea what I'm saying right now. there's no way. You know, I am up. I got up an hour ago because I'm playing golf today. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of a golf course.
Oh, wow.
Because, as soon as we do this, my buddies are up there. They're on the putting green looking at me, and they know we have plenty of time. It's no big deal. We're not going off for 25 minutes. But
they did tell us you had a tight schedule, and now we understand why. Tee times are very important.
It is very important.
Yeah, you mentioned Vince Gill inducted you. Of course, you have worked extensively with him and Amy Grant, Willie Nelson, Carrie Underwood, and Reba, and among others. And, of course, you've got some movie credits, film credits under your belt, as well as all the kinds of – you've been on TV a bunch, too. Of course, the Henry Cho Show on Great American Country and lots of other things as well.
Yeah, you know, I did a bunch early on, and then once I got married and had my first kid, I stopped doing films. Mm-hmm. I was in Vancouver for 2 months, and I had one kid, and my wife and he came up to Vancouver in the middle, and it just didn't work. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, then I got asked to go do a movie in Australia for 6 weeks right after that, and I turned it down. And, you know, it's not like Spielberg was calling me every day. it was more like every other day.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, you know, I had opportunities, but it just wasn't working, so I turned them down. And it was better for my family. I have three great kids. They've all grown up to be superb human beings. I even told them a couple years ago, had one of y'all ended up in rehab, I'd have been so mad. I had no idea.
Oh, my. So who was the first person that you remember told you, hey, you ought to do this for a living? You're funny.
Nobody. All my friends thought I was crazy to even try it. They even all went, you're not funny. I go, I know, but I think I can do it. So and I just tried it.
And the first time you went into a comedy venue, you won a competition there, if I remember right, correctly?
Yeah, and that was the first time I ever went to a comedy venue.
Oh, wow.
I didn't hang out in comedy clubs. I didn't go do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I entered a competition. I figured if I was going to do it, may as well do a competition. And I thought it was going to be 12 guys like me. It ended up being 11 comedians and me. And I went up fifth, and I told my buddies, you know, these guys are pros. We're here, so I'm going to still do it. And I went up, and I destroyed. I killed. I got a standing ovation. That was a Monday night. I won that night. And Jerry Kubach, who owned the Funny Bone Comedy Club, James, was there. And he hired me. I started working on Wednesday. I dropped out of college on Friday, and that was 40 years ago.
Wow. That's amazing.
Quite a story.
Yeah.
And your career's been quite a story, you know, like member of the Grand Ole Opry. And one of the main reasons you can play there is because you can play in front of anybody, kids, adults. It's a great show for everybody, and they can all be entertained.
Well, that's the whole key. You know, I do clean comedy, and it's adult humor, but it's clean. So, yeah, your 8-year-old can hear it. But hopefully I'm more cerebral than an 8-year-old. Maybe. I don't know.
Of course, you can always find out more about you on henrychocomedy.com, right?
Yeah, henrychocomedy.com. Everything I do is Henry Cho Comedy. So hashtag Henry Cho Comedy at Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can find tickets to the show coming up in Effingham at henrychocomedy.com.
All right. Very good.
So, Henry, what is it that makes this special for you? What do you like about being an entertainer and a comedian and sharing like you do?
Well, you know, when I first started, I told my buddies, I think I can do it. I mean, I thought I could stand on stage in front of people and maybe say a few funny things.
Mm-hmm.
The part you don't know is that you can actually write. And the fact that I can write jokes and flesh them out and then go up and try them and tweak them and just watch them come to fruition, that's just still... That still drives me. I still love doing it. You know, doing this whole new hour, you know, my openers are like going, wow, you wrote an hour. How did you write an hour? I said, well, this is how I used to do it before I had kids. You know, no one's walking in needing a Band-Aid or having to go pee or I don't have to go pick somebody up at soccer or I don't have to go do this or that. My wife's not walking in, asking me what we're doing for dinner. I'm actually get to sit down and write and be a professional comedian again, and there's a lot to that people don't understand.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So do you what inspires you to do, I mean, where do you get your comedy from? Where do you find the funniest things that you come up with?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. I'm not a sit-down writer. A lot of guys will sit down and write for hours. I'm more of a I kind of write all day. Things happen. I put it in my phone now. I used to jot it down.
Sure.
And then I'll take time out of a particular day. Like tomorrow's going to rain. So tomorrow I'm not playing golf. So I've already set aside a chunk of time tomorrow to write. So what I do is I sit down and I pull out my phone and go over notes that I've written. And then I write that way in a chunk. You know, I have friends I mean, back in the old days, Seinfeld used to unplug his phone from 10 to noon and write. And then he'd come meet us for lunch. And then he'd go back and unplug his phone from 2 to 4 and write every day. So some guys do stuff like that. I'm more of a spontaneous, think of something happens, I think of something, I jot it down, and then I flesh it out later.
Very good.
Pretty crazy world. I appreciate the fact that you make a living making us laugh, making us happy. So thanks for that.
Well, you're very welcome, and don't worry, it's not lost on me. Every time I walk off stage, I just say to myself, wow, I got away with another one.
Well, it's always an entertaining night anytime you are around. And, yeah, it's been too long since you've been in Effingham, but we're certainly happy to have you back.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. So come on out, get some tickets. You guys been buying a lot of tickets. It's been, we've been seeing that from the day they went on sale, a lot of support. So let's just get out there and sell it out. It's going to be great. Clean comedy, new material, and we'll have a blast.
Very good. Yeah, again, that's coming up on May 29th at the Effingham Performance Center. Tickets available at henrychocomedy.com or ticketmaster.com. So, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Henry.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And
hit them straight and hit them long.
That's right.
That's the plan. All right. See you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.